We've been talking this afternoon about a 39-year-old man who arrived in Perth from Queensland, didn't have a G2G pass, went to the Rivervale Hotel, and then, like a scene out of the movies, it was the great escape, decided to tie together all of his bedding and somehow managed to use it as a rope to leave the fourth story of this hotel in Rivervale, and was found in Mount Lawley this morning at 9 o'clock. He's just appeared in court. 6PR 9 News reporter Darius Winterfield joins me with the very latest. Darius, good afternoon. What can you tell us?
Well, good afternoon, Ollie. And I can tell you it certainly was allegedly a great escape. I'm looking right now at the Great Eastern Motor Lodge in Rivervale, where this allegedly happened in the early hours of this morning. I'm sort of just wondering, I'm looking up at the fourth floor and thinking, could I do that if I had to? So he's allegedly tied these bed sheets together, climbed out the window, and sort of gone missing for about 8 hours before he was arrested in Mount Lawley this morning. He arrived yesterday afternoon, failed to satisfy G2G requirements, was basically told he had to leave WA within 48 hours. So he was transferred here to spend the night and then escaped allegedly this morning. Faced court this afternoon, no application was made for bail, so he'll stay in custody for the next 14 days when his quarantine is over, and then he can face court in person in Perth on August 3. The good news is he's had a COVID test and returned negative, so there's no risk to the community, but Ollie, from where I'm standing, and you'll see it at 6 o'clock in the news, yeah, it's certainly a daring escape to make.
It sure is. The pictures are incredible. So where's he sleeping tonight, Darius?
He'll be in prison. So he'd be in Hakea prison, we assume. So, yeah, he might have a bit more trouble escaping from that one.
Yes, I think he might. Good on you, Darius. See your reports in 35 minutes on Channel 9 News.